Dennis, what's the overriding emotion after that draw?
A bit like games, really. You know, we've done well for long periods of the game and had created enough chances and just haven't took them, you know. Something just ain't quite falling for us at the moment. We're working hard enough. They say you make your own luck, but it just ain't quite falling for us. And, you know, barring the first 10 minutes when we was a bit sloppy and they had a couple of chances, we've pretty much dominated most of the game. And, you know, the first half, you know, like I said at half time, the guards could have had four in the first half. But no, we're creating the chances, just ain't going for us at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of those chances all fell to defenders, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, in the first half for sure. But, you know, you think second half, you know, we're back 1-1, Zeph's there's hit the bar. You know, Kane Felix is brought down for a penalty that the ref don't give. And Pid's there right in the last minute. He's got a clear run at goal, clean header. He goes to go and head it in. And the fella fouls him and makes him just put it wide. So, you know, nothing's just quite going for us. But, you know, another good away performance. Just really frustrated that we haven't got the 3 points.
Are you pleased with the way you came back so quickly after the shock of going behind to that goal?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a case of coming back. We just carried on doing what we was doing, but we took a chance. I don't mean took a chance as in gambled, but we actually finished off a chance. You know, if we'd have finished off our chances before that, then we'd have been out of sight before they scored. But it's frustrating that we just ain't putting the chance the way that we're creating.
But nice for Dale Southall to get on target after missing a few chances in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, not many of the chances fell to Dale today because he's a really good finisher. You know, a lot in the first half fell to Scott Garner. And Kane, you know, he's had a couple of good chances. He's gone past the fella, blazed it over the bar when he's only got it at the target from 6 yards. You know, the other one there when he's cut across goals and with his left foot that's gone high, wide and handsome. You know, you think if Dale's in them positions, then you're probably at the target and score. But we'll create enough chances today to win the game and it's frustrating to draw it.
Yeah, 3 draws in a week now. It's quite unlike Boston under yourself. How would you reflect on this week?
Well, again, you know, the approach play's been good. Just the final product ain't been there, you know. If we take our chances in all 3 of them games, then we've got ourselves 9 points. It's not like we're as lucky to get the results. We just haven't took the chances. Simple as that. We've just got to be more ruthless in front of goal. You know, if I stood here now and went through them, we could probably count 6, 7 or 8 chances. But we just haven't took them. And unfortunately, that's what happens in football. If you don't take your chances, you end up losing or drawing football matches.
Is it an area you're looking to strengthen at all? The up front area you're looking to add to your squad, or are you happy with things at the minute?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a case of wanting to strengthen. I mean, obviously, we're always looking, but, you know, they're playing well as a pair. They're just not getting enough goals for us at the moment. You know, obviously, we've got Noosh coming back. We've got Jamie McGee coming back. You know, Zeph, when he came on today, done very well, playing in his right position. Looked like he can make something happen for us. So, we've got firepower, but it's like anything. You know, strikers, whatever league you're playing, 1 minute you have a purple patch and you score like 9 goals in 7 games and then you go 7 or 8 games without scoring. We just need Jonah to get up and running because his overall play has been good, but it's 5 games now and he hasn't scored a goal, but he's doing enough without scoring for the team. So we just need somebody to score some goals.
You spoke last week with the possibility that Mark Noosh may either go out on loan or possibly stay with you. Have you had any more thoughts on that?
Well, look, we've got 2 under-21 games planned now. We've got one for the 3rd of December, one for the 9th of December. I might arrange a friendly next week. So if we can get friendly next week, then Noosh could play in all 3 of those. And then potentially we can give him the games instead of him going out on loan. And we've got better control. So because we've got the fixtures for Noosh to play in, it might be a case that he stays here rather than goes out on loan.
So in an ideal world, you'd rather not send him out on loan?
Absolutely. But, you know, We've found ourselves in a position where we could have 3 football matches for him, where we didn't have that a week ago when I first mentioned it. So we've got some fixtures for him to play in, because it might be a case that after he's played 2 games he looks sharp, and if he's not carrying no injury, then he can come back in. So if he was on loan for a month and he's looking sharp, we're waiting for him to come back. So we'd rather be in control of it, but we just want to get him fit as quick as possible.
And I must say, your goalkeeper Joel Dixon has looked very solid in the last couple of games. Is he someone you're looking to keep at the club a little bit longer?
Yeah, I think we've extended it this week. I think he's now with us until after Christmas. I think we've extended it now for another 2 months. I think so anyway. Craig will probably back me up on that. I think it's been done. But yeah, if you want to confirm that with Craig, but I think the paperwork's been done this week.
It's nice to have that area settled after making probably too many changes in that area earlier this season.
Yeah, but again, you know, I'm trying to picture the game in my mind again today. I can't remember him having to make a save.
No.
You know, when their keepers, how many saves their keeper pulled off? You know, he ain't had a lot to do today, but what he's done well. His kicking's good, he comes for crosses. He just looks like he's not going to make mistakes. But like I say, you look at their keeper in that 15-minute spell, he's palming them around the corner and making saves. Yeah, but obviously he steadied the ship. He's not making no mistakes and he's looking good.
And just finally, a word on Workington next week in the trophy. Are you doubly determined to make an impact on the trophy after going out of the cup so early?
Yeah, definitely, because it's a competition that we can go all the way in potentially, because on our day, we can beat anybody. And, you know, if you draw a big hitter early, you know, like a top five of the National Conference, these clubs don't take it as seriously initially until maybe they get to late running around. So there is a chance of knocking out a big club. But anybody else, on our day, we can beat anybody. You know, the last five games have been uplifting. We look really hard to beat. Like I say, if we could just convert some of these chances, then we can beat anybody.
And I know you can't take any side lightly, particularly after what happened at Leek, but Workington at home, that is a good draw on paper.
It's a good draw on paper, but you just need all the elements to go with you, don't you? You know, it could be 5 minutes in, the referee deems something's a last man sending off before United down to 10 men with 80 minutes to go. In a cup competition, unlike the league, you can put it right the following week, but you're out the competition. So you need that little bit of luck with you. You can't just say we're a better side than them, because anything can happen in a game. You know, we could get two injuries in the first 10 minutes. And it's what, to win a cup competition, whatever standard, you need a bit of luck, because in one game it can turn in an instant and then you're out of the competition. So if we can keep our strongest side out on the pitch, keep 11 players on the pitch, then we've got a chance of going all the way.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.